It's time for all your cycling news in 2 minutes. In the Tour of the Alps, Australian rider Chris Harper had a scary fall during the fourth stage, leading the charge on a challenging descent. Harper's misjudgment on a rather dodgy downhill stretch led to a heavy crash. He then hit a post on the side of the road, but thankfully his helmet softened the blow. Later in the evening, x-rays shown there was no fracture, but there was a mild concussion. Moments after the Harper crash, his compatriot Ben O'Connor faced a similar challenge, although did not hit his head. He managed to finish the stage in third place. Rewinding back to the Flashwallen last weekend, Stephen Williams left spectator in awe with a masterful performance, dominating the final climb to claim the victory with a daring long attack on Mur de Huy. Meanwhile, in a women's event, Kasia Nyodoma showed tactical prowess to win the final sprint. This is her first win after a 1,770 days of winning drought. Former Giro winner Australian Jai Hindley expresses his ambition to compete in both the Olympics and the Tour de France, but also recognizing that making it to the team might be complex due to the depth of Australian cycling at the moment. Hindley also highlighted that he would like to ride the World Championships. And as we anticipate the 2024 Liège-Bastogne-Liège, all eyes are on Tadej Pogacar as a natural and formidable contender, promising an electrifying battle with a potential Mathieu van der Poel. So mark your calendars, folks, because the action kicks off at 8:30 p.m. live on SBS Viceland and SBS On Demand, shortly followed after by the women's edition of the event. And of course, full debrief of Liège-Bastogne-Liège next week, Wednesday, on the SBS Cycling Podcast.